Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Waking to a New Reality on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ 1230, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. It would help if I could remember the name of my own show. Chrissy, can you believe I did that?
I can. I've done it too, so don't feel bad.
Oh my goodness, what a day, what a day. I did my first show earlier this morning. It was actually in the afternoon for you guys, though. And did you listen to it?
I did, actually. I did catch you on.
Okay, great. Yeah, it was fun. Had Meadow Lynn on there, the chef, talking about her new book and how food can help in your evolution, your spiritual evolution. It was a lot of fun. So now we're doing this show, and I'm very excited about this show as well. We have filmmaker Rhonda Prince here, and she's going to be talking about how science and spirituality converge to reveal the heart's essential nature. She's done a film called Sacred Journey of the Heart. But before we go there, it's time to do the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day is this.
The Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
All right, thanks. I think we got it.
A little remix for you.
Love it. Okay, you guys have heard me talk a lot about the Saint Germain Foundation. And I do a lot of their discourses, quotes from them. The discourses are the lessons that teach you the pathway to enlightenment and also to prosperity. And when I'm talking about that, I keep referring to the I Am Presence, or the presence, and that is your higher power. And so where is that? And we talk about it, that it's above us, but it's also inside of us. And so we need to address the question of where inside of us is this higher power. And so I'm going to give you a little hint. And if you listen to my first show, you already heard this, but we're going to talk more about it now. And the hint is that it's in a location, it's in an organ that your body, if it quit working, would no longer be able to survive. Chrissy, do you have any idea what that could possibly be?
Well, I can't guess because I listened earlier.
Oh, darn it. That's right. Okay. Rhonda Prince, do you have any idea where it might be?
Well, for me, it's the heart.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that's the deal. So your I Am Presence, your higher power, is above you, and it also beats your heart. And if it wasn't for your I Am Presence, your body, your heart, your body would not be here. You would not have your life. So with that, we need to give reverence to our higher power, our I Am Presence, our mighty I Am Presence, for our heart and for our lives, because without that, we wouldn't be here. And the Saint Germain Foundation says the mighty I Am Presence is the only source of happiness, and happiness is associated with the heart. And that actually leads us, it segues us right into what we're talking about today with Rhonda Prince. We're talking about science and spirituality converging the real heart's essential nature. And this is what I think is very interesting after watching your film last night, Rhonda. I want to welcome you to the show, by the way. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Michelle. Thank you.
Is that science has come out with this new terminology, neurocardiology. And what they have discovered is that the heart has its own brain and it sends messages to the brain. So the heart sends messages to the brain. We used to think it was the other way around, but now we're discovering with this new shift in our consciousness as we're going into the fourth dimension, which is the heart chakra, which is all about the heart, all about love, all about spirituality, how we can serve humanity, how we can serve each other. They are discovering this new tech, this new science. I found that fascinating when I saw your documentary or your film. Do you have any more to say about that, Rana?
Well, I have plenty to say, as you can
yes,
imagine.
I
there's a lot of things that, as a spiritual intuitive and counselor, I just felt and intuited were true. And then when I started putting this film together and had the opportunity to interview the science and researchers at the Institute of Heart Math, I was just astounded that all the things I intuited were actually being proven by science. In fact, if you listen carefully to the soundtrack, you hear me in the background as I'm interviewing these guys going, wow, and my editor couldn't get it out. I probably shouldn't ask you to look for the flaw in the film, but I was just so astonished that, you know, the heart, like Roland McCready says, 80 to 90% of information that goes to tell your brain what to do comes from this brain in the heart, the heart brain. And he says it's not even a close call. And that was one that gets lots of people whispering in the theaters. And, you know, they didn't know that. And now we do. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Now, this is the thing that I found very interesting, is that you used to be a corporate banker. So
surprise, surprise. Yes, I did.
How in the world did you go from being a corporate banker to making a film like this?
Well, I was a very creative corporate banker, I must say. I was in the world of mergers and acquisitions for about 16 years, and I did a lot of creative things with numbers, and I loved the job. I wasn't one of these dissatisfied people going, I don't like my job. I always live my life, like, if I don't love what I'm doing, I'll do something else. And so, but that job ended in a reduction in force, and then I got two more jobs in the world of finance and left those within 1 year period of time. And then I knew at that point, this is the time that I'm being asked to step up and do something different. And this goes back to when I was 13 and I had a really powerful healing experience when I had a tumor growing on my back and was praying, for healing. And this huge presence light came into my room and started talking to me, and it was filled me with unconditional love. It was just, I can't even describe it, just peace and unconditional love, and told me I would be fine, get up, tell your mother, because I hadn't been telling anyone for 6 months about that. I was just figuring I was dying. But they said, you're going to go on and live an interesting life, and all the things that you know that you intuit to be true about your life will come to pass. I have four children. I did that, travel, I did that. But when it's time for you to step out and use your true gifts and your true talents, we're going to call you, and we expect you to answer the call. It's just that it took me 3 years of kicking and screaming about I didn't want to do something so wildly different. So I resisted for 3 years, and then I finally decided, okay, well, I'm going to go share this intuitive gift I have with people. And that was in 2003 when I just started using my intuition and counseling skills to help people in transition. And then fast forward another 5 years, and I thought it would be a good idea to make a little video about how we transform in sacred sites. And then now today is this magnificent film that came out as a result of a lot of hard work and a lot of deep soul searching for myself.
Now, this is the thing, is that lots of people, well, I'm from L.A., okay, not originally from L.A., but I lived in L.A. for 23 years, and that's the entertainment capital of the world as far as the film industry goes.
Right.
And, they've got universities there. They've got schools set up all over the place to teach people the art of filmmaking. But here did you take any of those classes?
No, I didn't know anything about making a film. I just figured if I hired the right people, they'd help me figure it out. And I knew what I wanted. And as the film progressed and changed and went through all sorts of twists and turns and rewriting and total change of purpose, then I just kept saying, I want it this way, I want it that way. And I just got the people to be able to execute that for me.
Wow. And that's amazing. That's interesting because, you know, it's amazing is when we step up, when we decide to step forward It's amazing what the universe will do, how it'll orchestrate what we need to make whatever it is we want to do happen. And on that note, we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Rhonda Prince about her movie and about the fourth dimension and what can we can expect. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, I'm so excited. We have got filmmaker Rhonda Prince here, and we're talking about her new movie, Sacred Journey of the Heart. And we're talking about the heart. Before we took a break, we were talking about how you had no experience, really, except for you made a video. That was about it. Before you made this film. And how everything converged together to help you produce this, because it's got such a powerful message to get out there into the world. And we were sharing some stories. Now, I love Nelson Mandela, and you have him in the film. And I think it is just amazing how you portrayed how he was a young, angry young man when he went into prison, and then he transformed himself into a peaceful man. He came from the heart, and then he was able to, that's what he claims, was able to step out of prison and become president. And the interesting thing is we were talking about is I have one of his quotes on my desk, and I keep it there all the time. And it is the one, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure, and it goes on. And a lot of people mistaken it for Marianne Williams, but it was actually Nelson Mandela's quote. And you have a story to share with us about Nelson Mandela in Sedona.
Well, his story is shared by in the film by Mary Morrissey. Just to be clear, he's not himself talking in the film, but I mean, Mary Morrissey was one that gave him was able to award him the Gandhi Peace Prize, and so she tells about meeting him and hearing the story. But I had, in amongst other things, I've been in four film festivals, which is a wonderful tribute to the quality of the film. And in the Sedona International Film Festival earlier this year, we were really being showcased because it's a type of film that people in Sedona love. And I'm standing there in their biggest venue, and hundreds of people are streaming in to come and see my film on a Saturday night, I believe it was. And there was this beautiful black man standing there looking a little confused, and I said, you know, can I help you? And he said, well, what's going on? What film is playing? And I said, well, it's my film, Sacred Journey of the Heart. And I looked down at his name tag because he had a filmmaker badge on too, and it was Kweku Mandela. And I said, oh my gosh, are you Nelson Mandela's grandson? He said, yes, I am. And I said, your grandfather's in my film. You got to come in and see it. And it turns out that Kweku is a filmmaker also and had a wonderful heart-opening comedy called Francis Fourie's La Bola, which is a fantastic film about cultural clashes in South Africa, a wonderful comedy. I laughed so hard I cried. It was one. So that's just some of the things that happen, you know, when you open your heart and all these, I call it creating a magnetic heart field. All these people come together and you make these connections, and it's just more and more fun all the time.
It is. And then you have, I mean, I love it. I love it. And then you have another story you're going to talk about. Dr.
Joe Dispenza, yes, we invited him to be part of our film, and he is just a brilliant, you know, thinker and one of the people on the cutting edge of how we really transform our lives. And we'd asked and were communicating back and forth for quite some time with his assistant because he's very, very busy. And I was in the Midwest, I think I was in Des Moines, Iowa, working with my clients, and I got a call from his assistant, said, you can interview Dr. Joe on Saturday, 2 days from now in Chicago. And I thought, oh, this is great. I don't know any video teams in Chicago. So I called my director in Sedona. He said, I'll see what I can find out. And when he called me back 20 minutes later, said, well, I looked on the Internet, and I have two names. They look pretty good. So I called the first guy, Ned Miller, because I liked the sound of his name. And he answers, and I explain, I'm the filmmaker. I have this project. I need someone on short notice to film up in Chicago Saturday night, and explained a little bit about the project. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to turn you down, because I have an event that I'm going to, and I purchased tickets already, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's non-refundable. And I said, Ned, would that happen to be Dr. Joe Dispenza in Northbrook, Illinois? And guess what he said? Yes, it is. So that's how we were able to pull that together. And if my mind was going to try to figure out how to do it, I absolutely wouldn't probably have even tried. I would have said, oh, too short notice. I don't know anybody. Then I was able to get my co-producer, who was in the suburbs of Chicago, and up there to interview Dr. Joe. And that's how he ended up in the movie. It's just, I call it a magnetic heart field. You open your heart and the universe lines up to help you fulfill your dream.
Yeah, it does. And it's amazing because, especially with what's been going on, you know, we went to the paradigm shift officially in 2012, but it had been leading up to that when people, well, they had no choice, a lot of them. They lost everything they had, you know. We had the foreclosures with the bank and the economy crashing, and people are losing their retirement accounts. And so you have all these people who were very successful, and all of a sudden they turn around and they don't have the home that they used to identify themselves with. They don't have the cars that they identified themselves with, the income that they identified themselves with, the home, you know, the whole deal. And so they were forced. I mean, you could take it one of two ways. You could go into despair and desperation and victimization, or you can look at that and say, okay, what's really going on here? What does all this mean? And then you go into your heart. You're being forced to go into your heart to make that shift into the new paradigm. So it's just amazing. So when you step forward with your heart, it's amazing how you get guided and how you get led.
Yeah, it really is. And I learned that when I tried too hard to figure it out with my head, things just would slow way down when I just let go of it. And as they say, and, you know, we all say, following my heart, it worked out.
Right. And there's another story that you have in the film there with businessman Ralph Wolf.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah, you want to share that one?
Well, Ralph actually went along with us. He's been a longtime client and supporter of my work as a coach and my metaphysical business as a channel and all sorts of things. And he was with us in the UK when we originally started filming and in the special entrance into Stonehenge and all this stuff. And he was sharing in the bus on that trip to Glastonbury in the UK about what it was like for him to go through this transformation of his own heart, leaving the business world and when he was doing consolidations in healthcare. And he said it wasn't about helping people where he really wanted to start was, you know, in healthcare. And he said it was all about the money. And here's this big man, you know, a former executive, and he gets very emotional on camera. And for a lot of people, that really touches their hearts to see, you know, it's just everyone at some point, you know, I think has an opportunity to look inside their heart and make a very powerful choice about what way they're going to show up in the world and be and experience their life. And Ralph so courageously shared his vulnerability on camera with us.
Yeah, it was a very touching story. We've got a quote from your film. It says, "The sacred journey of the heart takes you places you don't expect to be."
Right, it does.
Yeah, yeah. And so there you are. People's lives are being transformed right now, but I do believe it's for the better. And you had a shaman on there talking about how things are going to get better and continue to get better. And I really like that because there's a lot of naysayers out there who say they're not. We're going into the toilet, but I don't believe that.
Well, it's very hopeful with what, you know, the people, especially some of the Native American leaders in the film say that if they have hope for the new day, and David Swallow, the Lakota, says that, and, you know, even some of the Eskimo Inuit leader that we call Uncle because we can't pronounce his name, you know, he talks about, oh, you know, melting the ice in the heart of humanity, that it's time for us to care about each other and help each other lift the spirit of our depression, and it's a very hopeful message in the film.
Yeah, it is. And now you mentioned that you take people on sacred journeys. I find that very interesting because I took people on some spiritual journeys to India, and we did Kerala, South India. But you take people all over the place.
Well, we've been to Egypt and Machu Picchu, and been to Mexico, and we're going to Malta. I just like to travel the world. I'm a numerologist, and I'm life path 5 and a life expression 55. So that's a person who has to travel, loves to travel, and has to have a lot of change. So I figured, well, maybe I'll go back to Glastonbury and Stonehenge again, but I'm always on to the hunt for the new place I haven't been before, and it's fun to bring my clients and discover together.
Yeah. That can be a lot of work, too, though.
Well, if you get a good ground operator, good tour organizer, the fun part is mostly I just show up and we uncover and discover things together.
I love that. Okay, great. And so, like, how did you find out about some of the places that you go to?
Well, it's following my heart. You know, I'm an avid reader of history and of sacred sites. I just love any kind of place that humans have been gathering in sacred worship and ceremony for thousands of years. And well, I've done some trips in the U.S. here, both in Sedona. I did one in Cahokia, these huge mounds and like an equivalent of Stonehenge called Woodhenge in the middle of Illinois. So you know, I think it's just like that feel a connection with the earth very powerfully. And I just, you know, asked myself, you know, where would I love to go? And then I figured I'll create that heart field and bring exactly the right people into the trip of discovery and transformation, because every time you go into a sacred site, you go through very powerful shifts and vibrational changes and looking deeply into things you hadn't remembered for a while. And so we have a good time, but we do some work on these trips too.
Wow. Yeah. So basically what you do is you get out of the way and you let your higher power, your I Am presence, come in and speak to you through your heart, your intuition, and that guides you.
It shows you where it really does. It does. Yeah. And I just, you know, make sure it's something I really, really would, place I would love being, and I can imagine myself being in the place and discovering, and then we call up the ground operators and find out who's the best at it, and we off we go. But you're right, it is some work.
Yeah. That's great. Well, we're going to have to take a short break here, but when we come back, we're going to continue to talk to Ms. Prince, Rhonna Prince, about her film, Sacred Journey of the Heart. And you yourself, there's a lot of quotes that you have in the film, but there's one that you yourself did that I really liked. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM and Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM and TransformationTalkRadio.com. All right, we have Rhonna Prince here, filmmaker, and we're talking about her film, The Sacred Journey of the Heart. And an interesting thing that was pointed out in the film was that we are now, with this new paradigm shift, the fourth dimension, we're looking at our hearts. We are now looking at what we're putting into the earth and what we're putting into our bodies. And so that leads me to what the belief is.
And now the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
Okay, I can't, you know, do the show without talking about food because, after all, I'm a nutritional consultant. And what the belief is, MSG. Now, if you guys heard me on my first show, I talked a little bit about that. And so I want to reiterate it because there was a lot of information and lots of times people go, what? Oh, I wish you'd slow down. Oh, I wish I could hear that again. So I'm going to talk about MSG and give you the code names again because there's a lot of code names for it. And it's one of the most toxic food additives. It kills your cells and it can cause learning disabilities, brain damage, obesity, eye damage, headaches, fatigue, depression, and rapid heartbeat. And that's just to name a few of the things. Now, it's in a lot of our foods, and it falls under a lot of different code names. You know, and some people are really allergic to it. I'm one of them, but it's not fun. Some of the code names are natural flavors, carrageenan, which I can't pronounce, and if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be eating it. That's C-A-R-A-G-E-E-N-A-N, carrageenan. And then it's also called flavorings, seasonings, soy protein, stocks, broths, malt extract, and cornstarch. Now, I bet you guys didn't think that when you saw the word flavorings or you saw the word seasonings that they would have MSG, but it usually does. And one of the places that it pops up a lot is in mayonnaise, the over-the-counter mayonnaise that you buy in salad dressings. And it used to be, you know, mayonnaise used to be okay when you bought it in the jar many, many years ago. But it's not so much anymore. Now the mayonnaise is soy-based. They use a soy oil, which is one of the worst oils you could possibly put into your body. And it's got a bunch of preservatives. It's got sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and maltodextrin, which is a sugar, by the way, that is a sugar. It has preservatives in it and also something called xanthan gum that they use for a stabilizer instead of mustard. And you can make your own mayonnaise. It's very simple to do. It's very easy. I'm going to give you the recipe again because lots of times people go, what was that recipe again? I got to hear it. So here it is. You take your blender. If you're using a blender, you want to put it on the low speed. Also, if you're using a Blendtec or a Vitamix, low speed. Or you can use, the easiest thing I found is to use a food processor if you have one of those. You take an egg, organic, free-range egg, the whole egg, not the egg yolk, but the whole egg. If you're whipping it by hand, you can use the egg yolk. But if you try to do that in a machine, it's not going to work. You're going to get just a liquidy mess. It's going to be horrible. So you take an egg, a half a teaspoon of dried organic mustard, 1 teaspoon of your sea salt, whatever type of sea salt you want to use, and 1 cup of oil. Now, I use grapeseed oil because it doesn't have flavor, so it doesn't, you know, like if you use a bunch of olive oil, it's going to kind of taste like olive oil, which is okay if you like that. But since I'm using it to season a lot of things, I just like the grapeseed oil because it's plain. And grapeseed oil is high in polyunsaturated fat. And in 1993, they did a study that showed that it increased the HDL, the good cholesterol, and reduced the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. So it's a good oil. So is olive oil. So you got a healthy oil. What you do is you throw your salt, your dried mustard, your egg, and a splash of apple cider vinegar, raw, or lemon juice. Don't put too much in, just put a splash because you can always add it at the end. If you don't want to get too much, you can't take it out. So you put that into your blender, turn the blender on, and then slowly add the oil, and it's going to emulsify. It's going to take you less than 5 minutes to make this mayonnaise, and there you go. It'll keep in the fridge for a week. You can use it as a base for all of your salad dressings, on your sandwiches, when you make that deviled eggs, whatever you want to do. It's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. My husband can sit there, and he will go through – if I let him, he'll go through a whole cup of this in 2 days. He loves it so much. So anyway, that's the bleep of the day, and hopefully you guys will take that recipe to heart and start making your own mayonnaise instead of buying the stuff over the counter. Okay, we have got Rhonna Prince sharing her film, stories about her film, Sacred Journey of the Heart, and we're talking about the heart. Now, Rhonna, at the end of your fourth segment, there was a quote that you did yourself. And I really liked it. Would you share that with us, please?
Yeah, I call it the laws of confluence. And it's partly, you know, my impetus to create the film was I wanted to have an alternative to what was being shown as the law of attraction, which was a little bit off base anyway, because it was not just our thoughts that create our reality. I knew it was really feelings that have a lot more to do with whether that reality manifests or not. And so I wanted to contribute that into this growing body of film. So the laws of confluence that I developed read like this: feeling builds connection, heart creates wholeness, and love manifests abundance. So I really think that feeling, heart, and love is what will bring us to this full embodiment of the fourth dimension, as you're calling it, where we really are connected not through our thoughts. I always say, thank goodness, I don't know what everybody's thinking. But if you're an intuitive or an empath, you always know what everybody's feeling. And the more we can get into an alignment with that powerful heart vibration of compassion and gratitude, the better off the whole world is going to be. And it's not the, you know, the scarcity, and that comes from the mind. It doesn't come from the heart. So that's that was my response. And there's a very powerful resonance and vibration of that, those three little lines.
Yeah, I liked it. And this is what the Saint Germain teachings are all about. They say that all abundance comes from your I Am presence. Mm-hmm. All good comes from your mighty I Am presence. And your mighty I Am presence, we've learned, is above you, and it's your heart. So it all comes from there. And that's, I think, because a few years ago, you know, The Secret was out, and it was a big hit seller, you know, and everybody was doing The Secret. Everybody's doing the positive affirmations and everything. But you still have to do those. And they talked about you've got to feel them and imagine, you know, what you want to manifest in your mind. And you do want to do all that. But I think what got left behind was people forgot where their abundance came from. They thought that it was all their activity, that they had to do all this stuff themselves, with the human, you know, out there constantly,
right,
you know, and they didn't stop and let their higher power, their I Am presence, their heart do the work for them and guide them. Because you still have to, you know, you still have to put one foot in front of the other. We're not saying you can go sit on your couch all day long. And
right. Yeah, just go check your mailbox every once in a while and see what's come up and shows up in there.
Right. But this is what I love about your film, and the way you said, you know, it got produced, was that you stepped back and you listened. You were guided. And right. Look at what you manifested, you know.
Yeah, and just allowed myself to really get authentic with myself, because with the film really changed directions from where I was going to be an expert in my own film. And what actually happened was I saw the edits coming back from the editor, and I'm on the camera looking scared to death like a deer in the headlights, and the only thing moving is my mouth. And I'm talking about love and compassion, and I look at that and I said, oh my goodness, I can't be in this film that was supposed to be, you know, part of, had to help promote some of the work that I'm doing. And so I realized it's time to back up and figure out what it is that I haven't tended to, which is a lot of unexpressed emotion from my childhood. And that ended up, my own transformational process ended up in a small part of the film, but it ended up in the film. And I had to reshoot every one of my scenes after I had really excavated what was in my heart and lightened all that whole heaviness and that weightiness out of my entire energy field, so I could show up authentically on camera and look a little bit more comfortable than I was in the beginning of the film process.
Yeah, that's the thing that's amazing, is to see your transformation from when you started to where you ended up. And so it's amazing. Here you've done a film that's getting the message out there to all these people. It's going to help a lot of people heal. And in so doing that, you managed to heal yourself.
I did. That was the unexpected part. You know, I thought I was doing pretty well. I've been in different forms of therapy and alphabet soup of all kinds of things I tried that went pretty far out there. And but when you get in front of the camera like that and you're going to show up big in your life, you know, if you're inconsistent, everybody will see it. And so I ended up going, oh, here's another piece I hadn't quite gotten to, which was a deep level of resentment and anger about what had happened in my childhood. And I met exactly the right people to take me to that deeper part of the journey as part of the film process itself.
Yeah, and it was amazing to see your, not only emotionally the transformation, but physically.
Yeah.
Physically how you transformed.
Yeah, we put that side by side before and after so people could really see. You know, in a lot of ways I aged biologically backwards because I realized I had been under chronic stress. And when mm-hmm. you're under chronic stress, you're just producing chronic cortisol in your body. So I learned how to reverse that also.
Yeah, you have to. And so many people are under chronic stress right now and don't even realize it. I mean, that's the reason why we have all the insomnia and the depression.
Right.
And the obesity and the diabetes and the heart disease, you know, when you realize your real power, where it is located in your body, and it's your heart, how can that be sick? How can, you know, if that's your higher power, if that's the supreme being, if that's your creator, if that's God, if you will, how can that ever be sick? It's because we forgot.
Right.
That's how.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
No, I just am agreeing with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how it all works, how it all, full circle. It's full circle. Now, you talk about there's three keys to heart-centered living. So, what are those keys?
Well, I talked about it in a couple ways. The first was awareness. You know, I wasn't aware that I was not really fully in my heart before I saw myself on film, but just awareness of what's inside there and the fact that if you keep anger, you keep any emotion bottled up inside, it's going to impact the body, as I'm sure you and your listeners know. It just causes aging and all kinds of illness. And so awareness is the first part, and then acceptance of what is. And then the third part is appreciating exactly what we have experienced in our lives, whatever that is. And for me, that was the key of letting go of a sort of a simmering resentment that I didn't even really know was still there. So, and then once we get that process down, then we really deeply anchor it and platform into a new dimension, as you call it, and really start to see the world differently, experience things differently. So that's the payoff of doing this heart journey. You really get to transform and awaken to a whole new self.
I love that. Awaken to a new reality. That's the name of my show. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Rhonna Prince more about her film, Sacred Journey of the Heart, and what it can do for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. We've got filmmaker Rhonna Prince here, and we're talking about her new movie, Sacred Journey of the Heart. And Rhonna, we have been living in a fear-based society and a fear-based way of living, and now we have shifted into the heart. And you have got three ways to help people get through this. What are they?
Well, throughout the film, we explore the theme of dive into the heart and see what's there instead of saying, I'm too afraid or it's too painful. So you just dive in at your level of comfort and get comfortable and familiar with the heart-based feelings and the way you can master your heart because there are specific techniques to do that. And then tune in to what's there. If you notice, like in my case, that I had been holding on to resentment, I started to really tune into that and find a process to focus on it and then decide, is this really something that serves me to hold on to? Then the third part is lighten up, and that's a key part of this transition and transformation, is just to realize right now in this moment everything is fine. And when I start letting my heart lead the way in an heart intelligence, that neurocardiology part of the heart that informs the brain, then life really is a lot more fun, a lot more really literally lighthearted. And so that's the three-part process we explore throughout the film and show people different ways, tools, and techniques at the end of different things that they can do to really shift into heart-based living.
Well, you know what the word enlightenment means, don't you?
Well, something to do with light.
Means to lighten up. That's why it's got the word light in it. Enlightenment means to lighten up.
Yep, great. Of course.
I love it. So you got it there. There's another interesting part. You, in the movie, you interviewed Greg Braden a lot. And I love Greg Braden. I saw him at a Deepak Chopra event years ago when he first came out with his book, Beyond Zero Point, which I thought was a fascinating read. Now, tell me what he discusses the findings from the GEOES satellites.
Yeah, there's two satellites that orbit the Earth, and they send back a reading every 30 minutes about the where the Earth's electromagnetic field is, or the ebbs and it flows. And I found out also the human heart is an exact overlap of the Earth's electromagnetic field. So Greg describes on 9/11 that there was right 10 minutes after the planes hit the Twin Towers, the data came back and they observed a huge spike in the Earth's electromagnetic field data. And they concluded that the only logical conclusion was that it was related to the massive outpouring of human emotion around that event, because our hearts are so intimately connected with the Earth's field. And so he talks all about that. Another time in the movie where people turn to themselves and whisper, it's kind of exciting to see that happen in your own film. But then what we know as a follow-up to that is that we can have the same impact when we focus intentionally. We were not intentionally focused. That was a tragedy that happened. But when we focus intentionally, for example, on the upcoming September 22nd, 23rd, International Peace Day, last year they saw a spike in the Earth's electromagnetic field again, because this time we're focusing our compassion, our emotion of being beings that contribute to peace on Earth. And so to me, that's the most exciting part of the film. We really have an impact by harnessing our heart and contributing to peace and compassion. We impact the Earth itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people don't realize that, but it's very true.
Yeah, and the scientists show it. That's the part I like too.
and there's no separation. No separation between us and other people, between us and the Earth, between us and the universe. We are all integrated, integrated. And that's what's so great too about the movie is that's when I teach my spiritual classes in the meditation and the yoga and all, I bring that up, and it's hard for people to kind of get their head around it, but you don't really have to get your head around it. You just get your heart around it.
Right. Yeah. And if we were in the same room, my heart would be registering in your brain and vice versa, because that's how connected we are. We're in this energetic field that now science can measure. I mean, if you've been in the metaphysical world, we've known that for a long time, but it's just, we just really do know each other's hearts these days if we choose to awaken to that fact.
Exactly. That's, I love it. I love it because your movie is showing how the science is coming around, you know.
Right.
Proving what we've already known, right?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Right.
You've got a very exciting event coming up September 9th. You've got a telesummit. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's an all free online event, and people can register at sacredjourneyoftheheart.com. And if you'll see this rotating slide come around, it points you right to the telesummit page. And there's 20 speakers, about half of them were in the film, and then a bunch of new people. I just created another big magnetic heart field, and I asked people like Bob Proctor to join me, and he's taking part, and Nick Ortner of the Tapping Solution will, each of them sharing an hour-long interview with me, Betsy Chassie, the filmmaker of What the Bleep. And so we just have so many wonderful guests, and you sign up for that event, which is all free, and you can immediately download 45-minute full-length interview that Greg Braden did for the film. So we didn't get a lot of his material in the picture, which is only 88 minutes long, but you can immediately access this never-before-seen full-length video of Greg talking about the journey of the heart, plus a bunch of other gifts. And it's just my, you know, giving back to the people and response to, you know, what's next? How do we do this? And 20 people sharing their keys to heart-based living. So you can just sign up for free for this event and participate in it and share it with your friends. That'd be great. And like us on Facebook. got my commercial in. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Got to get the word out there, you know.
Well, it is exciting. A big event going on, yes.
Yes. If there's anything you could tell our listeners that you would like for them to know, is there anything you can think of that could help them?
Well, I just encourage everyone to take a moment and really set aside maybe 5 minutes a day and just feel about what's inside of your heart. And if you find out if you just quiet down and you touch your heart will actually speak to you. And the type of heart intelligence that we're talking about is the intelligent part of yourself that I also know is connected with the I Am that will never lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to let go of the fear about, you know, making a mistake by following your heart. And when we're talking about your heart's intuition, your heart always knows the truth. You just have to make time to listen to it.
That's beautiful. I love that. We've got to go. Tell the listeners real quick how they can get a hold of you.
They can get into contact with me on sacredjourneyoftheheart.com at the contact us, and they can purchase the film there and join the telesummit. It'd be great.
Great. Well, I want to thank you, Rhonna, so much for being on the show. I've enjoyed having you. It's been a lot of fun. You're a great guest.
Thank you for having me. It's been great. Yep.
You're welcome. You. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and listening to this episode of The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, on WBLQ AM 1230, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me and how I can help you live the life you've always dreamed of, you can visit me at MichelleBondShow.com. So make sure you tune in next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time to my show. Thanks for listening. I wish you all the best. Blessings to every one of you, and have a prosperous week. Good evening.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
I remember when I was a young baby, Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stainis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.